is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com. Next on News for the Soul, Divine Truth with Joanne. Joanne is passionate about living her purpose as a wellness and lifestyle transformation coach by inspiring people to fulfill their dreams, live a healthy lifestyle, transform and thrive. In her 20 years experience in the personal growth industry, she has empowered thousands of people to achieve greatness. Her intuition guides her to get to the cause of what is holding her clients back, clear it, and coach them to create their life desires. Please welcome Joanne back to News for the Soul.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. It's been a wonderful month, I hope, for you. And today I want to share with you some divine truths. I like to always share with you my experiences, and I can share with you some things that happened over the weekend that are really going to benefit you. I'd like to talk about mind, body, and spirit and what you can do to elevate your vibration, elevate your health, elevate your mindset, so mind, body, and spirit. And there's ways that you can do that with energy tools that are available to you. So what I want to share with you, the topic today, is how to benefit from the energy properties of gemstones. Now, I've talked about energy properties and stones before, so if you've heard it before, just bear with me. I'm going to be talking about some new things as well. I want to share in particular, I gave a presentation yesterday, or the other day rather, at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo in Cincinnati, Ohio. If anybody was there, shout out to you. And I'll be going there back again. These venues are wonderful. I know they have them all over the country in the U.S., Body, Mind, Spirit Expo, and it's a great opportunity for people to learn divine truths and to really understand a little bit more about who you really are as a spirit being here in a physical body with a very powerful mind. So today what I want to do is share with you how you can benefit from the energy properties of gemstones, because they are energy beings. You know, there's a lot of energy beings out there, or different forms of energy, and gemstones are one of them. Also, plants are as well, and so there's a lot of things that provide energy for you that you can learn how you can utilize them and tap into their energy. So that's what I want to talk about. I did give a presentation about how to tap into the energy properties of gemstones. So in a way, these are the same things, how you can benefit from them. And it was really kind of fascinating because the people that were there, this isn't the first time they've come to the venue. It's not the first time they've heard certain things. But they really didn't hear what I had talked about. They hadn't heard that before. And so I saw the aha moments and the light bulbs go off in their head. And I thought, well, this is going to be something good that I can share today on the podcast. So that's what I want to share with you today. So some of you know, if you listen to the show, that I am a mind, body, spirit coach. And so I started out with wellness background, and I've learned in that particular venue how to muscle test, how to do applied kinesiology, which is known as muscle testing, to see what your body's answers are and to help you uncover what your body's answers are, because your body, your higher self, has all the answers, and all it takes is for you to tap in to find out what the answers are. So in wellness, I was muscle testing people to test their meridians for every organ and gland, and I energy test people to determine what stones are right for them based on what they want to manifest. And so I was testing people at the show and showing people how I could come with the answers that are within you by helping you uncover them. And then if there's something you want to focus on and you're not a perfect match for it, you're not aligned to it now, and you won't get it because you're not aligned to it, how you can utilize gemstones in particular to raise your frequency so that you're aligned with what you want and then manifest it much easier and benefit from that. And that's what I was really sharing with them. And I was sharing with them about your energy centers. So I want to talk about that today. Get ready. I'm going to share with you some things that I've learned. And also part of my path is, as far as mindset, then I became a mindset coach. And so I work on clearing blocks. You heard that in the introduction. I clear out the energy that's stuck, that's not moving, that's stuck within certain body parts and causing imbalances, causing down the road diseases, illnesses, and how you can eliminate that right from the get-go by uncovering what it really is early on. And it's always emotional blocks. It's always, always, always anything that we don't manifest our dreams, we get sick, we can't manifest money. It's all about blocks. Connect to the divine, find your perfect mate. It's all about blocks. And then the other part of what I do is help people energetically by helping them and teaching them how to connect, how to meditate, how to visualize, and how to achieve their dreams, sending out transmissions. So that's what I do. And I'm an energy specialist. And before that, I was a jewelry designer for 13 years. I was in the industry selling to wholesale accounts, selling to stores, and I was all over the country and in Japan and Mexico, Canada, with my line. So I got back into it because I was guided to. My higher self guided me to go back in and to create specific collections that will help people manifest and create the world, the life of their dreams. And gemstones is a component in it. So that's what I'm going to get a little deeper on. So what I was sharing with them this weekend is that I want to cover mind, body, and spirit, because we are mind, body, and spirit. And it's important for us to address all three so that you can be in alignment and that you can manifest your dreams, your goals, and desires when you're in alignment, when you're in coherence, and when you're all aligned with mind, body, and spirit. So I'm going to talk about the centers. These energy centers that we have in our body are also known in some cultures, in the Indian culture, as chakras. And I'm going to delve a little deeper in a way that maybe you haven't heard it before. And incidentally, I will take questions too. So if you have questions, then you are going to just connect with the show, send them in via email, and then I will have Nicole send them to me via email, and then I can answer the questions for you as well. Okay, going back to these energy centers. So there's many energy centers in your physical body. I'm going to talk about seven, but I'll probably just mostly talk about the first three, but there are seven. So let me just tell you what the seven are, because you've heard this before. The first one, going down to the lower part of your extremity, which is your torso, is the root chakra or root center energy system. Then the one above that is your sacral area, which is right below the belly button. Then above the belly button is your third one, which is your solar plexus. Above that is your heart. Above that is your throat, right in the little hollow area of your throat. And then above that is between your two eyebrows, your third eye. And above that is right in the middle of your head, your skull, the very top. Right in the center is an area which is your crown center, your crown energy center. So I'm going to start at the bottom with the root center, because the bottom three are very important for you. I know people here on the show, you're focused on your spiritual growth, and that's absolutely amazing and awesome. And for you to grow to your best ability spiritually, it's important for you to address the first three centers and make sure that you've addressed that, that you do the inner work on those three so that you can build upon that, because these are your foundation ones, but they're also the ones that we are mostly triggered by and that have the majority of our blocks, majority of the stagnant energy, majority of those programs, patterns, triggers, false beliefs, emotions, negative emotions and feelings that are in those that are stuck. We picked up from conception to about 8 years old, and they're in there. And a lot of times we don't even know what they are because they happened before 4 years old, and we don't remember a lot before four. And it's important to get to those. So in that first center, which is your root center, you have mind, body, and spirit in all of these centers. There's a relationship with mind, body, and spirit. So I'm going to go through those with you, and I'll just, the first three, and then I'll tell you about some of the stones that would be really beneficial for you, gemstones. So the first three, again, the first one, rather, is the root center. And this is all about you being safe and secure, safe about who you are, safe in your environment, safe where you live, safe in your job, safe in your life, accepting who you are, feeling secure about who you are, being secure in every way financially, being secure about what's going on in the world and knowing that everything will work out perfectly for you. The other one is being clear about what you want as far as your dreams, your goals, and desires. Being very clear. Do you know what you really want? Because a lot of times I ask people that question and they say to me, I don't really know what I want. I heard it this weekend. I said, well, what do you want to focus on? I don't know. I'm not clear. So it's important for us to be clear so we have a very stable foundation to build upon. Because if we don't know what we want, how can we get it? How can we create a life if we don't know, if we're not clear? The other thing is, are you confident? Are you confident in who you are? Are you confident that you can have your dreams, your goals, your desires? Are you confident that you can do anything, that you're capable, that you're worthy and deserving? And that is in the mindset part, is being safe and secure, confident and clear, and then also being in harmony in your mind, body, and spirit, and being in balance, being focused. Are you focused? Can you focus on what you desire, or are you scattered all over the place? That's in the root center. The physical part about the root center is that it's your hormonal system. So that's your hormones, which really impact your entire body. That's the physical system that is related in that center. And then the energy part of it is the fact that you are an energy being. And are you living to your fullest potential in energy in that center? Are you energetically safe and secure? Are you energetically focused on your dreams and desires? Are you utilizing your energy to the best of your ability? And so that's in that center. So typically with that center, if you look at the chakras, the energy centers and the color, that would be the red color. And so the stones that you would use there are generally related to red. It could be rubies, it could be garnets, it could be some red agate as well. But I also find that there's some really important stones that are not necessarily addressed that I like to use, and I have the best experiences with them with my clients. And that would be things that are grounding stones, stones like hematite. Hematite is a very silvery color, looks very metallic stone. It tends to be smaller, not so big. And that's the hematite, which is very grounding. It's got a lot of iron in it. And so when you hold hematite, what it does is it just grounds you into the earth. You feel like you're sinking in, like you're getting deeper, 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 and that you're being rooted. You're getting rooted on this planet, rooted in your life, rooted in who you are, so that you're very stable. You can't get knocked off your feet if something goes wrong in your life. You're very clear and concise about what you want. You feel very safe and secure because you're grounded in. When if you're not grounded in, you're very scattered. So if you feel like you're scattered, if you feel like you don't know what you want, if you feel like you're jumping around from one thing to another and you're confused and you're kind of lost and you're just a very maybe spacey kind of, you feel foggy, brain foggy, that's because you're not really rooted and grounded. So maybe hematite's a good stone for you. Or another one that I really love is pyrite. Pyrite is that beautiful stone that's called full of gold that looks like it's a gold nugget. And then recently the scientists found that there are little particles of actual gold in pyrite. But if you look at pyrite, it looks like it's a golden nugget, and it looks like it's opulent. It looks like it's abundance. It looks like it's wealth. And that's a great one to hold. That's a great one to ground yourself in, because it also has iron in it. And when you hold it, you'll feel, again, you're sinking into the earth. It takes your mind from chatter to focus. You know, so those two stones are excellent grounding stones and excellent for the root center to help you feel safe and secure by grounding you in, and then you could build upon that. So those are two of my really favorite stones. Some other stones that I really like in that particular area would be black tourmaline, because black tourmaline, it balances your energy. So if you take on a lot of negative energy from people, if you work in an environment where there's a lot of negative energy, it's being bounced around and it can be attracted to you, and you pick it up and then you hold it, and then that adds to your ball of energy, and then you're starting to feel really, you know, down and negative and not so happy. Well, the black tourmaline is wonderful to balance your energy and prevent you from taking on the negative energy from people. So it's amazing for that. Black tourmaline also, another thing which throws you off and auto balance is all the Wi-Fi. Kind of make note of this, is what's your situation with Wi-Fi? Is your Wi-Fi router on all the time? Because if it is, you're getting bombarded with the Wi-Fi, and that is something that will take you out. It will make you feel like you're out of balance, like you're spacey, like you're not focused, you're distracted. It tends to do that because it's chaos in the body that you don't see. You know, it's chaos because it's cellular and energetically impacting you. So it physically impacts you and energetically impacts you. It drains your energy. So again, if you are drained in that particular center, you're going to feel like you're not clear, you don't know what you want, you're just very distracted, and you're not focused, and you're not particularly in alignment and in harmony in those three, in mind, body, and spirit. So Wi-Fi can whack you out. Also, your cell phone, your computer, all of those energies from the technologies, they're not necessarily created to be in alignment with our body, with our body's energy, and that's why we feel that way. So what do? You ground yourself. You can go outside. In fact, if you did this every day, it would really help you. Go outside, take your shoes and socks off if you can with the weather, because now it's starting to get cold in Chicago. Not so easy. Take your shoes and socks off and just stand in the grass. If you could do that for an hour every day, it would make a big, big difference. And that'll ground yourself, because we're meant to be rooted into the earth. We're meant to be connected to the earth. We're meant to be connected to the energies of the frequency of the planet, the 432, 428 frequencies. We're meant to be in alignment with that. 432, sorry. We're meant to be in alignment with that. So it's good to just ground yourself. The other thing is, if you can't ground yourself, then just hold the hematite, hold the pyrite, and that's another great thing you can do. You can wear black tourmaline. It's a really good one to wear. You can also use tektite. Tektite's a really good one too. So let me tell you a little bit about tektite. Tektite is one of those really amazing stones that not many people really know about it. And tektite, there's many forms of tektite. So I'm going to say the category, which is tektite, and within that category are different forms of tektite. So people know about moldavite. Moldavite is a tektite, and moldavite is from the Czech Republic, so that's the region that you'll find moldavite, where it comes from. Then there's an Indochine tektite, which is like a moon crater. It looks black like a moon crater. It's kind of dull, got a lot of holes in it, and that is from China. It's from Asia, so it's from China. You can find it in Vietnam and also Thailand. So those are where I'm getting mine from suppliers that get it directly from those locations. And it's this black, interesting-looking stone. But if you hold it, which I encourage everybody to go seek out tektite, you can go to my website, find it, and then you can order it, and I can ship it to you. But if you can find it in your area, that's fine too. But what you want to do with any stone is you want to make sure you're going to a reputable supplier, a store that can feel energy and knows, because a lot of stones on the market are not live. They're dead because they've been abused, they've been overmined, they've been put in ways that are not good for the stones by electrical outlets, getting zapped by the Wi-Fi, 5G, computers. And then when you buy the stone, it does nothing for you. So that's one thing that I do, is I make sure that everything I buy is really high vibe. And I know it is, because I can test everything and feel energy. So you want tektite. You want to hold it. Because the first thing I ever did when I found tektite, I put it in my hand, And I put it right at the palm of my hand where you have a center, an energy center. And I put it there and I was feeling it pulsating. It felt like it was jumping up in my hand and pulsating very fiercely. And then it was moving. It started moving up to my wrist, and then it went to my forearm, then it went to my elbow, then it went up my upper arm, and then it was going into my torso. I was feeling it, and I just felt this beautiful energy, and it was just pulsating and moving through me. So if you hold the tektite, you might be able to feel it. Now, if you don't feel it, it might just be that you're not maybe tuning into it, and that might just take some time. It takes some practice. It takes some doing it over and over again until one day you hold a stone and you can feel the energy of it. So tektite is it's been hit by a meteorite. So the first one is moldavite, the next one is indochine, and the third one is called Libyan glass, which is from Libya, and it's a yellowish, very yellowy, very kind of maybe a beige yellow color, and it's very transparent. And you can find it now. In fact, when I was in Tucson, I saw a lot of it, and I purchased a lot of that as well. So if you need any of that, you can reach out to me. It may not be on my website yet, but you can reach out to me. So this is Libyan glass. And then I found another one when I went to Tucson, and it's from Colombia, which was also hit by a meteorite, and it's a Colombian tektite. So those are the ones that I know of right now. Of course, they're always discovering more regions where there's areas where it was hit by a meteorite. And with that in mind, if it was hit by a meteorite, that means it's out of the cosmos. It's not of this planet. And so it has ET properties. It has ET energy properties. And when I say that to people, they kind of look at me like they're not sure what that means. Well, think about it. If it's out of this cosmos, then there's properties that we're not aware of, that we're not necessarily using in this planet, that we can tap into. So that's why I love tektite. I've been creating tektite necklaces for 18 years now. I've been wearing my tektite necklace for that time period. So it's been a long time since I've been using tektite. It seems like it's 15 years for sure, and maybe up to 18 years that I've been using tektite. So I'm always in amazement that not many people are using tektite and aware of tektite. But anyway, I've been using this for a long time, and I just noticed that I call it my feel good, because when I wear it, I feel good all the time. So I never have these mood swings where I'm feeling sad for a long period of time, or I'm feeling depressed, or I'm feeling anxious for any long period of time. If I do, it's very, very, very short. And then I wear my tektite, and I pretty much wear it every day. I can wear it or put it in my pocket. And it has these wonderful ET properties that I've discovered as a energy worker and specialist, and as well as an applied kinesiologist. So one of the things it does is erases the frequency of every organ and gland in the body. Every organ is designed to be at a certain frequency, a specific frequency, and that means like your liver is at a specific frequency, your kidneys are a specific frequency, your heart, everything. And so when you have stagnant energy, when you're not functioning properly, when you're not in coherence in the body, mind, body, and spirit, when you're sick, you're not eating the right foods and taking care of yourself, or you're not living the right lifestyle, or having a life that you were created to have, then it can be compromising you in many ways in your health. And so it'll show up when I do applied kinesiology that it's just you're not strong. It's not, you're weak. And what does that mean? I can't say. I'm not a doctor. I don't do itises. I don't prescribe drugs. I don't do any of that. It's just, it could be that you need to detox some things out. It means maybe you need some nutrients. And so basically, based on what I test is what I find, and then it could be that it's detox for you. You need to detox because you're overloaded with toxins. So that particular system, the tektite, really helps the root center because it makes you feel safe and secure. It makes you feel confident. It makes you feel clear about what you want. It helps you focus. It helps you get balanced. It helps you be in alignment. And that's why I really love tektite for the root center, because you can build on a really strong foundation when you feel those things. And then energetically, it's amazing because it takes the negative energy and it holds it, and then you clean it, and then it all leaves the Tektite. So you have to clean it regularly. But that's what's so amazing about it, is that it actually holds on to it, and it's not going to be in your body then. And then something that you can then work on your health and work on your energy. So that's what I love Tektite for, is because it makes you feel good. So it's the emotional component, the mindset. It's the physical, because it raises the frequency of every organ and gland. And it's the energy part of it, because it frees you. You feel so free. You feel strong. You feel energized. You're not tired. You feel great. You can go and go and go without saying, oh, my gosh, I'm really exhausted. I can't do that. I can't go there. So it's wonderful for that. So consider Tektite. The other one I want you to consider is Shungite. I talked a lot about this at the show, Shungite. Not many people know about it. It's not new. It's been out for many, many, many decades, and maybe centuries even. It comes from Russia, and it's a phenomenal stone because they're finding so many different properties to it on a regular basis. And it's a black stone, so it could be maybe people can confuse it with black tourmaline or even Tektite if they're not real clear about what it looks like, although there is a difference between what it looks like. But it's a antioxidant. It is a purifier. It is a detoxifier. And the reason is because it's carbon. It has a lot of carbon in it. And carbon is used as filters. It's used as air filters. It's used as water filters. And so people will use this Shungite to purify their water. And by using, again, the real Shungite. And so you have to be really careful when you're buying things, because there's a lot of stuff that's synthetic. There's a lot of stuff that is fake. There's a lot of stuff that's man-made. And there's a lot of stuff that's real, but it's been zapped of its energy, and it's not really powerful. And it doesn't really have those energy properties that it's supposed to. So it's really important to test or know someone that knows how to test, and find those people that you can purchase it from. So the Shungite is wonderful because it has so many properties. So you can use it to detox yourself. So when I was showing people at my presentation, I had a Shungite tile. You could put that on the top of your head, and you could balance your centers and clean the centers. Now, I have a story to tell on this. I was doing an appointment with someone who was just really exhausted. He was a young guy. He was about 28 years old, very exhausted and tired all the time and yawning. He said he just can't function. So I tested his energy centers, and his energy centers were all off. That means the root was off, the sacral one was off, the solar plexus was off, the heart was off, the throat was off, the third eye was off, and the crown was off. What does that mean? He basically had no energy going through him. It was jammed. He was stuck. He just wasn't functioning properly. So that was not good for him, because it would affect his health. It would affect his mindset, the way he feels, whether he feels happy or sad or empowered or powerless. And then it also infects his energy. He's just exhausted. He doesn't have energy flowing through his body freely. It's stuck. It's stagnated. So when I tested and he was off, I said, okay, now let's see what we can do to change that. So I took my Shungite tile. I put it at the top of his head, the crown center. I held it there. I did my energy work. I said some things to him, guiding him through it so we could visualize the energy moving. And I basically went from the top center, the crown center, to the third eye. I held it at the third eye. I did some energy work there. I then moved it to the next center, which is the throat. I did some energy work there. I guided him through it. He went to the heart. I held it there, did some energy work there, felt it, then moved to the next one, which is the solar plexus, did the same thing, held it there, did some energy work there, and then moved it to the next center, which was the sacral area, did the same thing there, and then moved it to the final one, which was the root. And as I did that, I knew that he was, I could feel it, and I could just literally feel it within my hands and my body that it was cleared. And so I wanted him to see the before and after. And then I tested him again. The first one, which was the root, was now strong. Then I went to the sacral area, the creative source one. That was strong. Then I went to the third one, the solar plexus, the power source. That was strong. Then I went to the fourth, which is the cardiovascular and the lungs. That was strong. Then I went to the next one, which was the throat, the thyroid. That was strong. Then I went to the next one between the third eye, between the eyebrow, which is the third eye. That was the brain. That was strong. Then I went to the top, which was the crown center. That was strong, which is the upper brain for higher cognition. So he was all strong. So everything was strong. Then I tested him 24 hours later, and he was strong. So it was really amazing. And so I asked him how he felt, and he said he felt great, that he's energized. Then I talked to him a week later, and he said he's still energized, and he still feels great from that. So the shungite has amazing properties, you know, again, because it's carbon, so it's the detoxifier, this purifier. And so it will do that to your body and clear some things out. It also gets rid of negative energy from people and from technology. So it was doing that for him because he works on his computer all day long at the office, or he works from home, he was saying. And so that's zapping him out. And he has Wi-Fi throughout his entire building, so he can't turn it off when he goes to sleep. So that's bothering him. And he's just, like I said, all the, on the computer all the time and on Wi-Fi all the time. So he was zapped. And the shungite was really helping him. So that's an amazing stone. You can also get it in pendants. You can also get it in pebbles that you can put in your pocket. And you can also get this lab, like I said, and you can put your cell phone on it when you're talking. And it's in my office right now by my router, and I have one that you put your cell phone in it. So it's great, because it eliminates all this negative energy from the technology. And then you feel good, then you sleep good, and then your health is great, and you feel good, your moods are great, and you're very focused. You're not spacey. You're not foggy. You're clear in the brain. You are very much aware. You've got high awareness, high alertness. It's a wonderful place to be instead of foggy and sleepy and exhausted. You can't build upon that. So I want you to consider also shungite for the lower one in particular, the root one, but also it works for the other ones. So those are the ones I want to talk. Those are the stones. There's tektite, black tourmaline, shungite, hematite, pyrite. Those are great stones for the root center. Now let's go up to the next center up, which is just below the belly button, and that's your sacral area. Sacral area is your creative center. That's where you create. That's where you manifest your goals, your dreams, and desires by creating it, knowing what you want, being very clear, putting it out there every day, visualizing it, sending it out, feeling the feeling, and then sending it out there. And every day think about it, that you have it, be grateful, thankful, and then you get it. That's how it works. So if you're off in that center, that is your digestive center. First, let's talk about that. That's your digestive center, which is the fuel that you need for your entire body. And if you're not digesting your food and extrapolating the nutrients and then sending the nutrients to every single cell in your body and DNA, then you're not going to be thriving in your body, your physical body. You're going to be starving yourself of nutrients, and you're not going to be able to function. And that's why you're not clear, and that's why you're not feeling great, and that's why you don't have energy, is because you're not feeding yourself the right nutrition and you're not digesting your food. That is the physical component in that second center. So the next one is the mindset. So what is stopping you from achieving your dreams, you might ask? Well, it's three really basic stuff that are like the most important things, and everybody's off on that stuff until you do your inner work, and then you start clearing things out. So in the mindset component, we are plagued with these thoughts of, I'm not good enough. And that covers a gamut of, I'm not smart enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not handsome enough, I'm not slim enough, I'm not popular enough, I'm not smart, or I said that, I'm not smart enough, I'm not a good enough friend, I'm not capable enough. You can just plug in whatever your issues are that you're aware of. You know, for me, it was, I'm not smart enough, because I felt like a little dummy in school, because I was the one that was the dreamer. I was the one that was doing things the way we're supposed to be doing it, by dreaming and manifesting and creating that I was told not to do that. That was wrong, and that I was not smart because I was a C student. I wasn't. I couldn't memorize things. I couldn't memorize what they wanted me to memorize because I actually learned the way you're supposed to learn. And so I was plagued with having bad test grades and stuff. So I was a C student. Well, when you're a C student and you're told you're a C student, that means you're just average. That means you're not really that great. So that becomes your reality. And that was mine. I was not smart enough. Yada, yada, yada. And that became my reality and what I was creating with those thoughts and my beliefs and my patterns and the habits. Well, I'm not smart enough to do that. I could never do that until I got out of that. You know, thank God I got out of that. And then I was able to have my own business and realize I could do it. So that was the mindset component. You're not smart enough. You're not pretty enough. You're not handsome enough. You're not wealthy enough. The next one is that you're not worthy enough of having it. You're not worthy. So in the period between conception and 8 years old, maybe you were told, no, you can't have that. We can't afford it. Well, then you put that in your head as, I'm not worthy of having it. We can't afford it. My mom won't spend the money on me because I'm not worthy of it. Or when someone says to you, you're not doing it right. Oh, geez, I'm not doing it right. I'm not worthy. Or, you know, we're not in that class of people. We're just blue-collar workers. Then you're like, I'm not worthy of it. So you can turn, you know, as a child, you're thinking these things, and you're saying to yourself, I'm not worthy. Maybe you were never told you're not worthy, but then your perception is, I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. And then that becomes your reality. Those are really big ones. The third one that is really big is I'm not deserving. I don't deserve it because we're taught that we have to work hard for something. We have to work really hard and achieve it. And we don't realize that when we come into this world, we are worthy. We are deserving. We are good enough in every way. We are capable of doing everything because we're encoded to do that. We have so many gifts and talents that are within us. We are born that way. But when we go to school and all these other things happen to us, we are conditioned to believe you have to work hard for something, that you have to deserve it and work your butt off to get it, and smart and brilliant and genius. And if you're not, then you don't deserve it. And that becomes our reality. So those are the things in the mindset. And then the third thing, which is the energy part of it, your spirit being, is that you don't feel that you can manifest and create your dreams and desires and goals because you're not worthy, you're not deserving, and you don't have enough energy to do that. You're not energetically putting it out there with enthusiasm, with passion. You're just not feeling it. It's like you have apathy in sending out for your dreams, your goals, and desires. Many people don't even know what they want, and they don't really care that they don't have anything, and they're just kind of apathetic about it. And that's the energy. And the fact that you are here to create, that knowingness as an energy being, this is why you're here. You're here to create, and so embrace it. But if you can't, because that system's off, well, then there's some stones that can help you. Well, if you don't think you're worthy and deserving, and you're not good enough, then you have a connection with not having a high self-love, a high perception of who you are, a knowingness that you're really brilliant and genius and special in every way. And that affects your self-love, that you don't then love yourself. You don't care for yourself enough. You don't do what's the best thing for you because you don't care for yourself. You don't love yourself. You have self-sabotage as well. And so what can you do there? There are those beautiful stones. Typically, it's orange color. That's the way it shows up in the centers, the chakras. Orange is the next one. Well, that's a good one because that's positive energy. So that would be a stone like carnelian that gives you a lot of courage to go after your dreams, your goals, and your desires. So that's a really good stone, is a carnelian. Or you can go with like an orange agate as well. But the carnelian is a really great stone for that. The other stones that are not the right color but are perfect energetically for that, for self-love, is rose quartz. It's perfect for that, to up your self-love. And when you up your self-love, it builds your confidence and your knowingness that you're worthy and that you're deserving and that you're good enough, because you see how powerful, how beautiful, how genius, how absolutely divine and amazing you really are. And so you will love yourself. So let me tell you this. This is a truth. This is a divine truth. You are the creation of the divine, the creation of the creator, the creation of God. You are the creation. You were specifically created by the divine, by God, creator, by source. So if you were created by source, by the divine, that means you're pretty special. You came into this world pretty special, because the divine knows that you are worthy and deserving and good enough, and never makes you prove it, because you are. You already are. And so when you can embrace that, then you can start creating. So how do you get in alignment with the vibration of creation? The carnelian is a great one to work on your mindset and your feelings. And the rose quartz is another very powerful one. Or the love stones in general, which can be the ruby, because rubies are passion. So being passionate about your life, caring about yourself, being passionate about who you are. So ruby's a good one. And I said rose quartz is another. That's the pink. That's the baby pink one. That is 528 hertz. That's the high frequency of pure, unconditional divine love, which we don't even understand what that would be, because there's so many conditions and expectations and stipulations in this planet with love. We hold it back. We don't give it until we can receive it. We're not giving it until we're told that they love us first. We're stopping ourselves. We're very stingy with our love, so to speak. So what can you do is become very abundant in love. See yourself very abundant in giving love first, in saying nice things to people, in giving people things like a card or a smile or a compliment. Those are things that you can do to up your love and accept people for who they are. Don't tell anybody what to do. Allow them to think for themselves. Allow them to have their own opinions. Allow them to care for themselves the way they want to. Allow them to live their life the way they desire to. Allow them to create their life and then live it, and just let them be. And then when you are, then you are unconditionally loving. You're accepting, you're understanding, you're compassionate, and you allow people to live their life, and they can be free, and then you can be free. And that's a perfect way to be. So that is that second center. Now, and the energy component of it is, again, you're draining your energy because you're not creating. You don't feel happy when you're not creating. So it's very important for you to be creating. So do everything in your power to create